Welcome to another big league game brought to you by Rheingold Extra Dry. Tonight, the Mets meet the Philadelphia Phillies here in Connie Mack Stadium, and Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, and I on hand to bring you every bit of the action. Yes, the New York Mets are on the air in their first great season. Well, down in the field now on a beautiful night for baseball. The grounds crew getting the field in shape for the start of the first game of this doubleheader. So how about checking your own supply of fine cold Rheingold? Rheingold Extra Dry. Yes, sir. Put some Rheingold on ice, because it can add a lot to your enjoyment of the game. Here is a beer with a clean, clear taste. Brisk and bright all the way through. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. And say, right now would be a good time to light up a Kool. You know, Kool, the only cigarette that gives you real menthol magic for a fresh, cool feeling in your throat. Come up to Kool. Well, it's almost game time, so settle back with a tall, cold glass of Rheingold, and we'll give you the starting lineup. For the New York Mets, the leadoff man will be Elio Chacon, playing shortstop. Batting second in the third base position, Rod Kneale. Batting in the third position, playing second base, Charlie Neal. Batting in the cleanup spot, playing left field, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, at first base, Marv Thornberry. The sixth batter will be the center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh, in right field, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, and doing the catching, Sammy Taylor. And on the mound for the New York Mets, in this two-game series, starting off here, Roger Craig. Roger has won two and lost seven. He has a record of one win and one loss against the Phillies. For the Philadelphia Phillies, the leadoff man will be Tony Taylor. He'll be playing second base. Batting second, playing right field, John Callison. Batting third in center field, Tony Gonzalez. The cleanup batter, the left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth and doing the catching, Clay Dalrymple. Playing third base, Don Demeter. Batting in the sixth position. Batting seventh at first base, Frank Torrey. And the eighth batter will be a newcomer to the National League, Bob Wine, being called up from Buffalo when Ruben Amaro was taken back into the service. And on the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cal McGlish. Cal has a record of four wins and one loss. You know, being New York's largest selling beer, you'd figure that Rheingold had quite a story behind it. But actually, it can be summed up in two words. Yes, extra dry. Those two little words tell you why Rheingold has a flavor all its own. An extra refreshing flavor other beers just don't have. Rheingold brews the long, slow, and costlier way. And it makes a big difference in taste. The flavor of Rheingold comes through brisk and bright and clean. It's beer as beer should taste. Any wonder, then, that millions of people say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. But discover the difference the dry makes yourself. Enjoy fine cold Rheingold right now, along with the game. Just open up or order up Rheingold Extra Dry. And now the Philadelphia Phillies have taken the field. And going out to the pitcher's mound, Cal McGlish, the veteran right-hander of many seasons. Cal started out with the Brooklyn Dodgers in New York City. He was then moved on to the Chicago Cubs, went back down to the minor leagues, and then he came back into the American League, where he had his best major league success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Thank you.
umpires now talking it over with manager Gene Mock of the Phillies and Casey Stengel of the New York Mets. Al Bartik will not be able to umpire in tonight's game. He's the fourth member of this crew, and Al is out because of an injured eye. The home plate umpire in the ball game will be Doug Harvey, Shag Crawford will be at third base. Now check that. Shag Crawford has been announced at first base, and Ed Bargo will be at third base. Three umpires in the ball game. Al Bartik not here because of an injury. Ray Davio has rejoined the New York Mets from Syracuse. And in making room for Davio, the Mets have optioned first baseman Ed Boucher to Syracuse, subject to 24-hour recall. Well, we're all set to go now as Elio Chacon steps in the batter's box. He'll be batting against Cal McClish. At first base, Frank Torrey. Tony Taylor at second base. The shortstop is Bob Wine. The third baseman, Don Demeter. In left field, Wes Covington. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. And the right fielder, Johnny Callison. The catcher in the ballgame, Clay Dalrymple. Now Doug Harvey walks out halfway to the pitcher's mound, asks for the ball, takes a look at it, and then throws it back to Cal McClish. McClish is making his 10th start of the season, and this will be his 11th appearance. And the first pitch by the right-hander to Chacon is a curveball. It's over. Strike one call. Cal has defeated the Mets. He won the 11-9 game on April 27th. He worked six innings in that ball game. Next pitch to Chacon is down low. Ball one. One ball, one strike. And on May the 5th, he worked 7 1/3 innings, winning 2-1 in that ball game. Chacon takes a fastball. It's through on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes. It'll be Elio Chacon, Rod Caniel, and Charlie Neal in that order here in the top of the first inning. 1-2 pitch to Chacon is a curveball in the dirt dug out by the catcher, Clay Dalrymple, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Sunshine still shining brightly out in the right field, center field areas. A shadow course all through the infield, but it's early here in Philadelphia. 7 minutes after six. First game of a twilight night doubleheader. Chacon takes just a little too high, ball three. So now Chacon, three balls and two strikes as Cal McClish works to his first man in the top of the first. Wind blowing in slightly from center field. The full count pitch to Chacon. On the outside corner, call strike three. Chacon moved to first base, thought the ball was outside. Now he goes to the dugout. So McClish to his first man, a strikeout. That'll bring up Rod Caniel. Chacon batting 264 now, 0 for 1. Rod Caniel in batting 378. He's batting right-handed. First pitch, a let-up curveball, swung on a foul tip, and it catches glove, strike one. Caniel playing at third base. McClish back with the curve. This one is too low, ball one. One ball, one strike. The left field foul line out in left field, 334 feet away from home plate. Right field, 329. Hard smash. It's on the ground, through into center field. Caniel goes to first base, takes a big turn. Holds there as the center fielder, Tony Gonzalez, comes up with the ball and throws it in. So the first base run of the ball game. Rod Caniel at first with a base hit. And Charlie Neal comes in. One out as we move to the third man in the batting order. Charlie batting right-handed, hitting 273. Coaching at third base, Sally Hemus, the first base coach, Cookie Lavagetto. Now McClish in the stretch position for the first time. The runner goes. The ball is hit right back to the mound. The throw to second is not in time, but the first base in time. So on the hit-and-run play, Caniel beats the throw on the attempted double play at second base. He is safe there. But the second baseman, Tony Taylor, relayed the ball to first base to Frank Torrey to get Charlie Neal for one out. So now two men down and Frank Thomas the batter. Frank batting .326. He has hit safely in 23 of his last 24 ball games. Frank batting right-handed. Now time call as Dalrymple goes out to talk to Cal McGlitch. Kneel down at second base. Two outs. It's the top of the first inning. No score. McGlitch working to his fourth man. Now the right-hander to Thomas with his first pitch, and he misses outside for ball one. Center field here in this ballpark, a deep one, 447 feet away. It's a pretty good right-handed hitter's ballpark. 1-0 pitch is called strike one. Thomas started to swing and did check his swing, but it was on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Thomas leads the ball club in home runs with 13. And he is second. He is actually leading the club and runs batted in with 35. The National League batting leader prior to today's game, Bill Williams of the Cubs, hitting .351. The 1-1 pitch to Frank, a swing and a miss, strike two. Thomas is tied with Stan Musial for eighth place in the Big Ten. Stan won a ball game last night with a home run in extra innings for the St. Louis Cardinals. That broke a long losing streak for them. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Frank Thomas the batter, top of the first, and Kneel at second base. Beautiful day here in Philadelphia. After a long, rainy afternoon and evening last night. Field in good shape. Cal McGlitch into the stretch. And to Frank Thomas. A bouncy ball hit the third. Demeter moves in, takes it on the second hop. Now throws across in time to retire the side. In the inning for the New York Mets. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left and a score. After one half inning of play, the Mets nothing. And the Philadelphia Phillies coming to bat. Now a message from Rheingold Extra Dry, told completely with music. To the bottom half of the first inning, the Phillies coming to bat for the first time. Mets were out in the top of the first, scored no runs. And the leadoff man will be Tony Taylor. He'll be followed by John Callison and Tony Gonzalez. Tony Taylor batting .274, right-handed batter. And Roger Craig with his first pitch of the day. A bunt down towards the third baseman. Kneel up with it, throws underhanded in plenty of time. The throw Barry at first base for the out. That bunt was bunted too hard. Kneel had time and plenty of it to make the play. So on the first pitch, Roger Craig picks up and out. And it brings up John Callison. Callison batting .313, a left-handed batter. Yesterday in the Philadelphia Inquirer, there was a long article about Callison's success here this year with the Philadelphia Phillies. And he was quoted as saying the reason why he's doing so well is that he has quit trying to pull the ball for home runs, and he's been going with a pitch. Roger Craig with his first pitch, and it's outside, ball one. Callison signed by an ex-Brooklyn pitcher, Hollis Thurston. He was originally in the Chicago White Sox organization. Craig back, and there's a punt that goes foul. One ball and one strike. Anil at third base, playing shallow both for Tony Taylor and for John Callison. Callison's a straightaway hitter, outfield playing straightaway, infield shaded just a little bit towards right field side. Now the 1-1 pitch by Craig, taken outside, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Craig is making his 11th start, and this is his 15th appearance on the mound for the Mets in 1962. The start of a Twilight Night doubleheader, both on radio and TV. Pitches outside, ball three. Three balls and one strike now as Craig falls behind Johnny Callison. Craig has a record against the Phillies of one win and one loss. He was the losing starter in the Philly 11-9 victory that McLish was in. 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. He was knocked out in the second inning of that ball game. And he won his victory in relief. Pitched three good innings, allowing no runs and only one hit. There's a line drive to left field, deep to left field. Thomas is back, plays it off of the wall. He takes it off the wall, throws into second base, but Johnny Callison is in with a stand-up double. Frank Thomas went back to the warning track, and the ball was hit so well he could go back no further. The ball had passed by him then. He turned and played it off of the wall, and that's the first hit of the ball game off Roger Craig. It's all even at 1-1, no score. One out on the batter now, Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez batting 338. He's a left-handed batter, stands deep in the box. In the last series here in Philadelphia, Gonzalez did not play against the Mets at all. In the first one in the Polo Grounds, he hit well. Big swing and a foul straight back. Strike one on Roger Craig's first pitch. Gonzalez is tied with Orlando Cepeda for third spot in the top 10 hitters in the National League. He's batting 338. He stands as deep as you can get in the box and far back from the plate. 8 home runs, 27 runs batted in. Craig back with a fastball outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. One day game, the Chicago Cubs defeated San Francisco 4-3. So the Giants, who have been red hot, they had won 12 of their last 13, lost to the Cubs when the Cubs scored in the bottom of the ninth inning to win it. Don Larson, the losing pitcher in the ballgame. Play at second base. Chacon goes over in back of Callison, but not there in time. Ellsworth was the winner. He went all the way. Cubs only got 5 hits in the ballgame for their 4 runs. Now time called as Roger Craig comes in to talk to his catcher, Sammy Taylor. All the other National League games scheduled at night. And, of course, the Yankees defeated Cleveland 5-0 behind the 4-hit pitching of Ralph Terry. Losing pitcher was Grant. Maris a home run and Blanchard a home run. Roger Craig set on the mound. One out. The 1-1 pitch is down low, ball two. Tony Gonzalez, the batter. He'll be followed by Wes Covington. Bottom half of the first inning, no score in the game. takes off the first side and then walks in front of the mound to take off the second, and he'll get another. Peanuts Lowry, the third base coach for the Philadelphia Phillies. Al Vinson at first base. The 1-1 pitch. It on the ground. Keneal to his left. Knocks it down. Can't find the handle to pick it up, and there's no play. And a score to an error. Rod Keneal went over to his left to get to the ball. He had the ball in front of him, and he kept it in front of him as he couldn't pick it up. Reached again and still couldn't find it. And then had no play as Gonzalez had moved on down the line. So now the Phillies have runners at first and second base with one out, and the batter is Wes Covington. First error of the ball game. Covington, a left-handed batter, batting 270. Craig's first pitch is on the outside corner. Called strike one. Covington was the first man to hit a ball over the scoreboard in right center field. It's 405 feet to the scoreboard, but the scoreboard extends up approximately 40 feet higher from the ground. A play at second base, but Chacon, who came over, hadn't time to make the tag. Johnny Callison at second base, at first base. Tony Gonzalez, and the batter's Wes Covington with one out. Pitch back to Covington outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Marv Thornberry at first base. Charlie Neal at second. Chacon at short. Rod Keneal at third base. Thomas in left field shaded way over towards the center field area. Joe Christopher in center field, in right center field against Covington, the pull hitter. And in right field, Jim Hickman. The catcher, Sammy Taylor, gives the sign. And the 1-1 pitch is hit on the ground. Hard to Neal. A chance for two. Over to Chacon in time, to first base in time. A double play. And that retires the side. In the inning for the Philadelphia Phillies, no runs on one hit. There was one error. Two men on base. One erased by the double play. So 1 minute is left. And the score at the end, a 1-inning to play. The New York Mets, nothing. The Philadelphia Phillies, nothing. Well, let's check the scores now in play right now in the Major League. In the National League, only one game completed, a day game in Chicago. The Chicago Cubs defeated San Francisco 4-3. The winning pitcher, Ellsworth, the losing pitcher, Larson, in relief of McCormick. No home runs in the ball game. On the schedule for tonight's action, Cincinnati at St. Louis, Milwaukee at Houston, Los Angeles at Pittsburgh. Incidentally, that Los Angeles-Pittsburgh game will be the conclusion, will actually be two games as far as scores are concerned. They will play off their suspended game of last night. In that ball game, the Dodgers were leading the game 7-3 after eight innings. The game was called because of the 12:50 curfew. That game will be played first, and then the regularly scheduled game will go on later. In the American League, Boston defeated Detroit 2-1. The winning pitcher was Bon Bouquet, and the winning run was a home run by Malzone in the ninth inning. Tillman and Brown also had home runs, the losing pitcher Regan. And Cleveland lost to the Yanks 5-0. Terry, the winning pitcher, the losing pitcher Grant, Maris, and Blanchard home runs. The night games, Detroit at Boston, Kansas City at Minnesota, and Washington at Baltimore. Here's Cal McGliss now to Marv Thornberry, and his first pitch here in the top of the second with no score is ball one. Marv Thornberry, left-handed batter, hitting 161, playing first base. Now McGliss, the right-hander, back to the plate, and he's low this time, ball two. Two balls and no strike. It'll be Thornberry, Christopher, and Hickman in that order here in the top of the second inning. Next pitch to Thornberry is inside, ball three. So McGliss, three balls and no strikes to his leadoff man. Okay. McLish with a 3-0 pitch, and he misses low for ball four. Cal, who has good control, walks his first man at the start of the second. Thornberry down at first base. And the batter now, Joe Christopher. Christopher batting 184. Joe, a right-handed batter, standing deep in the box. And the first pitch to him, taken over, strike call. The one-strike pitch to Joe, too low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Thornberry at first base with a short lead, being held on by Frank Torrey. Now McLish back, and he is outside, just outside, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Jim Hickman, the on-deck batter. As McLish sets, looks at the runner at first and comes to the plate. A check and a swing, a bouncing ball to third. Demeter over, throws the second base in time, but the second baseman, Tony Taylor, does not throw the ball to first as Christopher had the play beat there. So they pick up the lead runner, exchange Thornberry for Christopher, and it brings up Jim Hickman. Jim batting 267. Right-handed batter looking down for the correct sign to be given by Sally Hemus at third base. Leo DeRocher claims that Sally Hemus gives more signs than any man he's ever seen in baseball. First pitch to Jim. Jim squares around and takes it. It's low, ball one. Jim attempting the decoy and the bunt play, pulled in Demeter at third base, down at third plane and back of the bag about three steps. Hickman has seven home runs for the year, and he also has seven doubles. So 14 of his 31 hits going for extra bases. McLish looks at the catcher as he sets on the mound in his set position, then steps off of the mound. Christopher moved back to first, now leading off again as McLish goes back to the plate. And there's a pitch out, no one going. A lot of articles written here in Philadelphia about the fine catching of Oldis. This is the other catcher the Phillies have. Bob Oldis, who used to be with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he had a good day against the Dodgers. Dodgers played here two nights ago. Threw out Wills a couple of times, and they were commenting about his strong arm. 2-0 pitch to Hickman. Call, strike one. Koufax pitched in that ball game and won it. Koufax has got a pretty good strikeout record against the Phillies in 154 innings, I should say. He has struck out 188 batters, way over one per inning average. Hickman takes low, ball three. Three balls and one strike. So now Hickman looking for the hitter take sign or the hit and run sign with Christopher at first base. One out. No score in the ball game. On deck batter, Sammy Taylor. Christopher with the lead. Does not go as McLish steps back off the pitching rubber. Now McLish back on. Christopher with the lead again. He does not go. The 3-1 pitch is taken over. Strike call. So now full count on Jim Hickman. Three balls and two strikes. One out. Okay. 3-2 pitch as Christopher Gomes is swung on and fouled away. So Joe will go back to first base, and the count remains at 3-2. And now while we watch Christopher go back to first, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady, where the time is 29 minutes before 7.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. First game of a Twilight Night doubleheader. No score. And 3-2 on Jim Hickman. Christopher goes and the pitch is fouled away. So for the second time, Christopher will have to return to first base and the count will stay at 3-2. Say, fans, do you know why Rheingold tastes so good? Well, Dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. But why not find that out for yourself? Why don't you enjoy a cold glass right now, right along with the ball game? The 3-2 pitch swung on a miss. Christopher going to throw there, not in time. Throw on the 3-2 pitch. Joe Christopher picks up the first stolen base of the ball game as he moves on down after Jim Hickman strikes out. That's the second strikeout by Cal McLeish, and a runner now at second base with two outs and the batter Sammy Taylor. Sam batting 208, a left-handed batter, and they're going to put him on intentionally. The next batter will be the pitcher Roger Craig, and Roger has yet to pick up a base hit in the 1962 season. Ball one, ball two now. Ball three outside. There's ball four, and Sammy Taylor moves down to first base. That's the second walk and the first intentional pass. And the batter now will be Roger Craig. Two outs, no score in the game. And the Mets with a runner at second base, Joe Christopher, and a runner at first base, Sammy Taylor. Manager Gene Mock playing the percentage to the hilt here early in the ballgame in the top of the second. He'd rather take a chance on Craig. Then Sammy Taylor. First pitch to Roger. A right-handed batter is a curveball on the outside corner. Strike one. Roger 0 for 14 this year. But he's not a total loss at the plate. He can get base hits. There's a line drive that might be over the second baseman's head. No, Tony Taylor goes back and he makes the catch. So Roger just misses, helping his own guys, and that retires the side. In the inning for the New York Mets, no runs, no hits. There was a walk in the inning, one intentional to make it two, and two men left. And the score now at the end of 1 1/2 innings of play. The New York Mets, nothing. The Philadelphia Phillies, nothing. You know, every once in a while, you go through the rule book to check on a special ruling. And while going through one the other day, we dug up a Rheingold riddle for all of you baseball fans. Now, I know you may know that when a base runner is hit by a batted ball, a batter automatically gets credit for a base hit and the runner is automatically out. But who gets credit for the putout? Think about that one for a minute. Well, if you know your baseball, you may have known that the fielder nearest the runner gets the credit for the putout. And if you know your beer, you'll surely know this. Two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold has a taste no other beer can match. They tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. But why not find that out for yourself? Enjoy a cool, refreshing glass of Rheingold extra dry right now, right along with the game. Well, there's no score in the ballgame. We're moving to the bottom half of the second inning with the Phillies coming to bat against Roger Craig for the second time. And their leadoff man will be their fifth hitter in the batting order, Clay Dalrymple. Clay, a left-handed batter, will be followed by Dom Demeter and then Frank Torrey in that order. Dalrymple batting 311. First pitch to him is pulled foul, a sharp line drive down the right field side, strike one. Dalrymple has changed his stance considerably, and he credits the big change to the fact that he is now a 300 hitter. He has a widely spread stance, even wider than Joe DiMaggio used to stand, or even wider, really, than Gus Ernio, if you can recall his stance. And he tries to hit with no stride. Reason for it, follow the ball better, and you're not fooled as much on change of speed. There's a strike called as Craig comes in on the outside corner, strike two. Dalrymple being played as a dead pull hitter. Everybody shifted over towards the right side. He takes on the outside corner, strike three call. So Roger Craig picks up his first strikeout. He gets the first man here in the top of the second inning, the bottom of the second inning, and the batter now is Don Demeter. Demeter, a big right-handed batter, hitting 304. He has been converted from an outfielder to third base. He, too, has a very widely spread stance. The first pitch to him, a curveball. Demeter tries to check his swing, but hits the ball foul. Strike one. Last night's postponed game has been rescheduled as part of a twi-night doubleheader on August 28th. There's a high fly ball to deep center field. Joe Christopher, playing deep, moves to his left. Now Hickman comes over and makes a catch. So Hickman, moving away from the sun, takes the ball instead of Christopher for out number two. Two outs and Frank Torrey is the batter. Frank, a left-handed batter, well remembered for his great play for the Milwaukee Braves. And for some strange reason, he lost his batting eye, went down to the minor leagues, and has worked his way back up here with the Philadelphia Phillies. Craig's first pitch is just outside, ball one. Torrey batting 281. 1-0 pitch, catches on the outside corner, strike one. In the second game, Art Mahaffey will be pitching for the Phils against Jay Hook. Both games being televised tonight. There's a slow changeup that's outside. Two balls and one strike. Craig moves in front of the pitcher driver and said, with his hands, where was it? Craig returns to the plate, and he's outside with this one for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Mets move on to Chicago, then Houston, to complete their road trip. They'll be returning to the Polo Grounds to open up a series with the Chicago Cubs on June 15th. Now the 3-1 pitch by Roger Craig. And it's low for ball four. So Roger walks his first man out of the ball game. No score in the game, and the batter is Bob Wine. The first game of that homestand on June 15th with the Cubs will be a night game. That's Friday night. Then they play the Cubs Ladies' Day game on Saturday afternoon and a doubleheader on Sunday. Then Milwaukee moves in for a night game on Monday. First pitch to Bob Wine is lying over the shortstop's head in the center field. Elio Chacon couldn't quite get to it, and Joe Christopher took it out in center field and threw in to hold the runners at first and second. So Bob Wine, playing for the first time against the New York Mets, picks up a base hit. And now the Phillies with two outs, threatening with the batter coming up, Cal McGlish. Cal, a right-handed batter. Second hit issued by Roger Craig. So now the identical situation of both pitchers batting with runners at first and second. First pitch to McLish, a called strike. Roger Craig had the same opportunity in the top of the second, and he hit a semi-line drive to the second baseman, just missing a base hit. Now McLish, his chance with runners at first and second. One strike pitch is over, called strike two. So Roger Craig, way out in front, no balls and two strikes. Cal McLish, at one time a switch batter, now bats exclusively from the right-hand side. Craig with a two-strike pitch. It's way outside, ball one. Sammy Taylor going to his knees to pick that one up. Some ball clubs have an automatic fine if anyone, let alone a pitcher, ever hits a two-strike, no-ball pitch. Now the 1-2 pitch popped up in the air. Coming down the line, Mark Cronberry. He's in fair territory, and he makes the catch. And that retires the side. In the inning for the Philadelphia Phillies, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, one walk, two men left. And the score at the end of two innings of play. The New York Mets, nothing, and the Philadelphia Phillies, nothing. Say, fans, you know, many times in broadcasting, we broadcasters use a information book that's well available for you. It's the Mets Yearbook, containing action pictures and records of all the Mets, plus a complete history of many of the historic sports events which took place in the Polo Grounds over its illustrious history. And it's on sale in the stands at the Polo Grounds, which you may also order it by mail by sending 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. That's the Mets yearbook. And some fine pictures of Mets players in there. Some facts about Gil Hodges, Frank Thomas, Richie Ashburn. All about their past backgrounds, their past histories. It's well worth the price of the 50 cents. Well, we're moving now to the top of the third inning in a ball game that has shown no score to date. But here's a fellow that scores every time, Bob Murphy.
Thank you very kindly, Ralph Kanner. And as we go along to the third inning, Elio Chacon comes alongside to watch as Cal McLish throws in his warm-up tosses. For Elio, this will be his second time up in the game. He took a called third strike facing the veteran right-hander Cal McLish in the first inning. Nobody on, nobody out. Top half of the third, the wind-up pitch by McLish, a knee-high strike by the right-hander. Cal started out in pro ball at a very early age. A little bit low. One ball, one strike to Elio Chacon. Cal enjoyed his top success pitching for Al Lopez at Cleveland. Now the 1-1 pitch to Elio Chacon. He runs up as if to bunt and lays off of it. Two balls and one strike. That brought third baseman Don Demeter charging in. Taken for a strike, 2-2. Rod Keneally on deck batter, and then Charlie Neal. The pitch thrown by Cal McLish, outside and high, ball three. Full count now, 3-2. Beautiful day for a ball game. Skies broke clear early this morning after the full day and night of rain in the city of brotherly love yesterday. Full count, 3-2, and the payoff pitch to Elio Chacon. Just off the outside edge, it's ball four, and Elio walks. So there is the third walk given up by Cal McLish. One of the three was intentional, and it brings up Rod Keneal. Rod singled to center field in the first inning. Rod has done just about everything but drive the bus down from New York so far for the New York Mets. Rod has played every position except center fielder, pitcher, and catcher. Right-hand hitter standing back from the plate leans in and takes ball one. Rod, a spirited ball player, if there ever was one. Don Demeter, even with the bag at third, to guard against the possibility of a bunt. Caniel, a line drive type hitter, and the type of fellow who would do anything to get on base. Second and short, jammed toward the middle a bit against Caniel. Al McClay steps off, forcing Elio Chacon back. Here's the pitch on the way. He holds up, and it's in there for a call strike. One ball and one strike. Caniel now has 15 for 38. He's hitting about 400. Rod, who served his apprenticeship in the Yankee farm system in the minor leagues, played his way right on the ball club down in St. Petersburg, Florida. Ground ball hammered down to third. Demeter fires over to second to Taylor. There's one on to Torrey. Double play. That ground ball was Taylor made for two. Hit sharply. Came up on a big hop for Don Demeter. He started that ball over to second to Tony Taylor and on to Frank Torrey. So each team now has made a double play in the game. Two outs and nobody on in the top of the third inning. Here's Charlie Neal. In the first inning, Casey Stengel put on the hit-and-run play with Rod Caniel on first and Charlie Neal hitting, and the Mets stayed out of the double play. Strike called in the outside corner. Charlie hit a ground ball back to McClish. He tried to get two. He fired to second. Too late for Caniel, who was running on the play, but the throw on to first was in time to get Charlie Neal. Charlie hitting 273. Pitched by Cal McClish. Inside and low. One ball, one strike. Art Mahaffey, the ace of the staff for the Phillies, works in the second game this evening. For the New York Mets, it will be Jay Hook. A whacked foul down the right field line and toward the upper deck. This is out of play. One ball and two strikes to Charlie Neal. Tomorrow will be a travel day for the New York Mets. They'll be on their way to Chicago. Just a little bit inside, brushing him back from the plate, two and two. Well, a weekend in Chicago will be a busy one, a doubleheader Friday afternoon, a single game Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader on Sunday afternoon. McClish pitching two and two. Curve is fouled back up toward the crowd, and this will be out of play. Cal McClish, veteran right-hander from Anadarko, Oklahoma, makes his off-season home now in Oklahoma City. He started out when he was 15 in the Dodger organization. 2-2 pitch. Ball three. Full count, 3-2 on Charlie Neal. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Frank Thomas in the circle, hoping that Neal can save him a turn at bat. He does. Ball four as it breaks outside. Well, that's four walks given up by Cal McClish, which is unusual for him. He rarely walks over two or three in a nine-inning ball game. He walked him on 3-2, and that brings up Frank Thomas. Frank 0 for 1, pulled a grounder down to third and was thrown out by Demeter in the first inning. Now McClish off the stretch. In comes his pitch. Smothered in the dirt by Clay Dalrymple. One ball and no strikes. Dalrymple smothered that one like you try to smother a fly on a kitchen table. Ralph says it's like trying to pick up a grasshopper on the ground. I like your description much better.
You ever try that?
Yeah, I've tried it. Anybody that ever went fishing in Missouri had to try that. Now the pitch on the way. Breaking ball, Thomas held up in time. Two balls and no strikes. Yes, sir, he had to catch those grasshoppers before he could catch those perch. Two and oh on Frank Thomas. No score. Top of the third. Charlie Neal on first. Two men down as Calvin Coolidge McClish takes his sign. Now the pitch on the way. In the dirt, good stab by Clay Dalrymple. So he goes behind on Thomas, 3-0. Frank checking now with Sally Hemus to see if he has the green light. Breeze rather light, blowing in favor of the left-hand hitters, cutting across the diamond from third toward first. Down the left field line for Frank Thomas is 334 feet to reach the wall. Low wall into the lower deck. The 3-0 pitch. He went after it, a swing and a miss. McClish threw him a breaking ball on 3-0. Thomas tried to get it, but couldn't do so. Three balls and one strike. Frank Torrey holding against Charlie Neal. Now Charlie starts walking off to grab his lead. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Smash hit foul just outside the bag at third, and we have a full count, 3-2. So this will be the automatic hit and run for Charlie Neal. Charlie was running on that 3-1 delivery. Now with 2 men away, he'll be going again. Last night's game rained out. This is now an 11-game road trip for the Mets. They get back home on June 15th. Now Neal edging away. There he goes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fine job by Cal McClish. He was behind on Frank Thomas, 3-0, and came back to strike him out with Frank lashing out at all three pitches. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And now at the end of 2.5 innings, the score, the New York Mets nothing and the Philadelphia Phillies nothing. Coming up now, a musical pitch with an interesting switch.
This is Tito Rodriguez for Rheingold Extra Dry.
Rheingold, el brindis perfecto para todos, familia y amigos. De sabor sin igual, la cerveza ideal. Tome Rheingold bien fría y vera.
In Spanish, it's magnífica. In English, it's great. In any language, it's Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold is brewed longer and slower for flavor that's clean, clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's the dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
Now the last of the third inning here at County Mac Stadium. The Phillies are coming up against Roger Craig. And the leadoff hitter, second baseman Tony Taylor, batting right-handed, is up for the second time in the game. He tried to bunt his way on in the first inning. Rod Keneal threw him out. Ball one, it's outside. Johnny Callison on deck, and then Tony Gonzalez. Top 3 men in the batting order so far this year have been doing most of the hitting for the Philadelphia Phils. A little bit low, ball two, 2-0. Craig going behind on Tony Taylor. Now a 2-0 pitch by Craig. He holds up and it breaks over, a call strike. Taylor hitting at 274. Two-one delivery down around the shoe tops. So it goes 3-1 on Tony Taylor, and now he checks with Peanuts Lowry, the third base coach. The Silver Fox, Al Vinson, is on the coaching lines at first. Mets have the infield and the outfield straight away against Tony Taylor. Craig now with a 3-1 delivery. Zipped right in there for a call strike, 3-2. Pitching, 3-2. Foul ball off the fifth. Back into the crowd upstairs and out of play. So it remains at 3-2. These two teams have played seven games this year. The Phillies have won four. The New York Mets have won three. Last time the Mets were here, they won a real 12-inning thriller when Gil Hodges singled in the 12th, driving two runs in. Now the 3-2 pitch. Outside, it's ball four, and Taylor leads off the last of the third inning with a walk. So Roger Craig now gives up his second walk. These two pitchers, both veterans, McLeish and Craig, rarely walk many men in a game. McLeish has walked four, and Craig has walked two, which is unusual. Now the hitter is Johnny Callison. He's wielding a hot bat. Callison has hit in nine straight games. He doubled over Thomas's head his first time up today. Ball one is low. Callison, only 23 years old. He's batting at 313. The Phillies were so high on young Johnny Callison at the time they made the deal to get him that they gave up Gene Freeze to get him. He is really starting to live up to that potential. Now throw to first, not in time. Taylor scrambling to get back. A throw to first, not in time. Thornberry slapping the tag on Tony Taylor as he lunges back in. Nobody out in the last half of the third inning. Tony Taylor on first, nothing to nothing. Callison the batter facing Roger Craig. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. No play in the count. One ball, one strike. Against the Mets this year, Johnny Callison has hit about 450. Tony Gonzalez, Johnny Callison, and Clay Dalrymple have been the three toughest hitters on the Phillies for the New York Mets so far this year. Tommy Taylor caught a foul tip on his throwing hand, and so he asked umpire Doug Harvey to let him throw a couple to be sure he was handling that ball all right. One ball, one strike on John Callison. Elio Chacon playing him to pull as Elio shades over towards second. Kneel up a double play depth on the right side of the infield. Now throw to first, and it's not in time. Thrown to first, not in time. Roger started out with real intent, but as he came around to throw, he realized he couldn't get him, and so he just lobbed the ball over there. Very few right-handers work as hard at keeping runners close as Roger Craig. Throw to first. Say, close play that time. Roger can pick you off. He picked Orlando Cepeda off twice. Celebrated incident at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. A little bit high, two balls and one strike. Roger checks the runner and throws to first. Save. He had to dive head first to get back. Roger, by firing over there, can wear him out just a little bit and slow him up a bit. It's all worth it. Ground ball flash towards second into center field, a base hit. Taylor around second is on his way to third, and the Phillies will have runners at the corners with nobody out. Fielder Johnny Callison has two for two. A ground single up the middle beyond the reach of Charlie Neal. Tony Taylor spinning around to third. Runners on first and third, nobody out. And Tony Gonzalez coming up to hit. Gonzalez leads the Phils in batting with an average of .338. He reached safely on an error charge to Rod Keneal in the first inning. Now the Phillies have the best scoring threat of the game. Runners on first and third, nobody out. The game in the third inning, the Mets have the infield back looking for two to break up the threat of a big inning. the outfield deep. In comes the pitch by Craig. A smash hit hard, backhanded, knocked down by Neal. Thrown to Chacon for a force play. That's all they can get. Tony Taylor comes in to score. Charlie Neal, trying to make a backhand play on a real hot smash, was unable to have the ball stick in his glove, but did knock it down and had time to recover and go to Chacon for the force play on Callison. The ball was hit hard by Gonzalez, and he picks up a run batted in, his 28th of the year. And the Phillies lead 1-0. The hitter is Wes Covington. Covington slashed into a double play started by Neal in the first inning. A line drive hit hard, a base hit going into right field. Hickman is up with the ball. Around second, Gonzalez here for throw. It'll be close to slide. He's out at third. A great throw by Hickman. Beautiful throw by Jim Hickman, the right fielder. And Tony Gonzalez was out, and they had him with something to spare. Gonzalez trying to go from first to third. On the base hit to right field, that was ripped by Covington. And a perfect, almost perfect throw by Jim Hickman. Just a little bit wide on the left field line side of the bag. But the throw had so much on it and covered ground in such a hurry, the third baseman, Rod Keneal, had time to go a little bit off to his left, grab it, come back to the bag, and have the tag waiting on Tony Gonzalez. Jim Hickman has a wonderful throwing arm. Now there are two away, Covington on first, and the hitter is Clay Dalrymple. Dalrymple batting at 311. He took a call third strike, his first time up in the second inning. Pitch by Craig, a line drive down the right field line, and it's a fair ball. It hit right on the line. It's rolling down toward the bullpen. Covington on his way to third. He turns third. He's held up there as Dalrymple goes into second with a double. Clay Dalrymple hit a line drive over Thornberry's head, and the ball hit right smack dab on the line. Then scooted over into foul territory and down toward the bullpen. Ball was actually slowed up going in the direction of the bullpen when in foul territory. It hit the bullpen mound, the rise, and that kind of bounced into the air and slowed it up. So suddenly the Phillies sat in on Roger Craig, and they had hit the ball hard here in the last half of the third inning. Now they have runners on second and third, two down, and the batter is Don Demeter. The left-hand hitters, Johnny Callison, Tony Gonzalez, Wes Covington, and Clay Dalrymple, all dealing Craig trouble as they hit the ball hard. So this is a big hitter now for Roger Craig. The batter is Don Demeter. He flied deep to right center in the second. Hickman going over to make the play. Dalrymple is probably the most improved hitter in the National League right now. Now Craig wants another sign from Sammy Taylor. Now Roger walks down in front of the mound to take it off and backs up to the pitching slab again. Wes Covington on third, Clay Dalrymple on second, two down, one run in. Phillies leading 1-0, last half of the third inning. Now Roger into his windup. Pitch to Demeter. Outside, it's ball one. It's four left-hand hitters right in a row in that Philly batting order. Two, three, four, and five. All stinging the ball against Roger Craig. Now Demeter, a right-hand batter, is up. Runners on second and third. Pitch to Demeter. He starts to go and then holds up ball two, 2-0. Don Demeter with six home runs and 31 RBIs, leading the Phillies in RBIs. Gonzalez leads the club in home runs with eight. Craig behind on the count, the pitch. He couldn't hold up in time. That's a strike. Good slider by Craig. 2-1. Phillies one run on five hits and no errors. The New York Mets no runs, one hit and one error. Right now, Craig trying to pitch out of trouble with Covington on third, Dalrymple on second, two men down. Ground smash down to third. Rod Keneal is up. The long throw to Thronberry in time, and the side is out. Fine fielding in the inning, particularly on the truly great throw by Jim Hickman from right field to cut down Tony Gonzalez. For the Phillies in the third, they get the opening run of the game on three hits. No errors, two left on. And now three innings complete, and the score, the Phillies won, and the New York Mets, nothing. Well, tomorrow will be a travel day for the Mets. They'll be making their way out to Chicago, where they have five games in 3 days over the weekend. Friday doubleheader starting at 2 o'clock New York time. Saturday single game and Sunday doubleheader. And, of course, the pitchers of the New York Mets will be contending with Billy Williams. Billy, who was the rookie of the year in the National League last year, is trying to be the player of the year this year, right now leading the National League in batting. Billy Williams, George Altman, Ernie Banks, Ron Sano. Cub problems have stemmed more from pitching than from hitting. And the Cub bats will be coming into the Polo Grounds on the 15th of June to open the next homestand for the New York Mets. On the next homestand, starting on Friday night the 15th, the Cubs will be in, followed by the Milwaukee Braves and the Houston Colts, 45. While the Mets are away on this road trip, playing 11 games before returning on June 15th, tickets will be on sale at the advanced mail window on the 8th Avenue side of the Polo Grounds, as well as the ticket outlets located at Grand Central Station, the 42nd and Vanderbilt Ramp, the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. Remember, too, that ticket reservations may be made at all Howard Close stores in the New York area. Box seats are $3.50, reserve seats $2.50 when ordering by mail at 25 cents for postage and handling. Mara Thronberry hits a high fly ball deep to right center field. It is up, it is way out there, and it's off the scoreboard in right center field. Thronberry goes into second and holds up with a double. Oh, did he ever hit that one.
We pause now for station identification.
You're tuned to WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets.
Enough power to line up a city block. The ball landing fairly high up on the scoreboard, deep in right center field, about 400 feet from home. A double from Marv Thronberry. Now Joe Christopher up. Inside of the knees, one ball and no strikes. Joe reached safely on a fielder's choice his first time up. Now the Mets have the tying run on second. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch by McLeish. Ball two at the knees. Two balls and no strikes. Two and oh on Joe Christopher. Jim Hickman waiting on deck. Now McLeish up on the pitching slab. Makes the 1 second stop. Here's his pitch. A foul ball, high in the air, drifting down the right field line. It'll be over in the crowd. So now it's two balls and one strike to Joe Christopher. Joe has good running speed. Right hand batter. Slightly closed stance. Right down on the knob of that bat. In comes the pitch. He strides and takes, and it breaks on the outside corner. Two and two. Christopher turns to ask Doug Harvey the location of it. Mara Thornberry on second with a long double. Nobody out. The 2-2 pitch. Just got a piece of that one. A breaking ball that's fouled into the dirt. Cal McLeish with four wins and a single setback on the year. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies. Now he pitches 2-2. Fouled again out of play. This is back up toward the top of Connie Mack Stadium, and the count stays at 2-2. Mara Thornberry went up there taking picks. He jumped right on the first pitch thrown by Cal McLeish and hit it high on the scoreboard in right center field. Next pitch. Ball 3 outside and low, and now the string is out. 3-2 on Joe Christopher. Second. 3-2 delivery. And the ball is popped up off the fist. Waiting for it is Demeter in fair territory behind third. He has it for the out. One away now, and before Jim Hickman comes up, let's step out for station identification. Now Jim Hickman batting against Cal McLeish in the top of the fourth inning. The Phillies leading 1-0. Marv Thornberry on second. Taken out of the dirt by Clay Dalrymple as Cal McLeish continues to throw those low breaking pitches down around the knees. Hickman went down swinging his first time up. Fastball a little bit low, 2 balls and no strikes. He made a wonderful throw from right field to cut down the speedy Tony Gonzalez trying to go from first to third on a single to right by Wes Covington. And it was a big play in the inning. It saved a run. 2 balls and no strikes on Jim Hickman. Now into the stretch, Cal McLeish. And the pitch on the way. Ball 3 outside, 3-0. On Jim Hickman. Marv Thornberry on second, one man down. Mets trying to get the tying run home here in the top of the fourth inning. Now McLeish makes the stop. And the 3-0 pitch, ball 4, and he walks Hickman on 4 pitches. So now Cal McLeish has given up 5 walks in 3 1/3 and brings up Sammy Taylor. Sammy drew an intentional walk in the second inning. Joe Christopher was on second with 2 down, and so they put Sammy Taylor on the open base and pitched to Roger Craig. The strategy almost backfired when Roger hit a soft liner toward right center that Taylor went back to get. A ground ball hit down to first base, handled by Torrey, on to second for 1, throw back to first, double play. Great handling of throw coming back. So the Phillies turn one of baseball's picturesque double plays, started by Frank Torrey deep behind the bag at first, to the shortstop, Bobby Wine, who made a strong throw back to first, to Cal McLeish, who was there covering. The Phillies now have their second double play in 4 innings. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left on. At the end of 3.5 innings, the score, the Phillies 1, and the New York Mets nothing. You know, popularity, like Rheingold has, doesn't just happen. It's a result of millions of people agreeing that Rheingold has what they want in beer. A refreshing difference they can recognize right off. And 2 little words tell you what the difference is. The 2 words, extra dry. Yes, sir, extra dry tells you Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean, clear through. That's Rheingold beer for you. And it is the beer for you. Rheingold is a better beer because it's the dry beer. You know, it's a wonderful beer for these wonderful days we all like to enjoy. Even the flavor has a sparkle to it. You'll find that out with your very first glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Why not do it right now? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Yes, sir, think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. Buy some today, tonight, or tomorrow, or the first chance you get. Discover the difference that dry makes. Ask for Rheingold Extra Dry Beer. Now Frank Torrey leads off the home fourth inning for the Phillies and ignores the first pitch thrown, ball one. Torrey drew a walk, his only other time up. Torrey hitting at 281. A grounder hit hard down to first, fielded by Thronberry. Craig is covering. They have him, one down. Thronberry had to handle that one deep behind the bag and not far from the line. One away and nobody on now, and Bobby Wine will be coming up to hit. The Phillies are hoping to get Ruben Amaro back on the 18th of July. That is the date he is scheduled to be discharged from the Army. The Phillies were playing over 500 ball at the time Ruben Amaro had to go back in the Army on the 7th of May. He had been out playing on furlough. And since that time, they have gone into somewhat of a tailspin. Inside and high, ball one. All of their problems certainly cannot be traced to the return of Ruben Amaro to the Army, because the big factor undoubtedly was the simple fact that, like the Mets, they had 13 games in a row with the Giants and Dodgers. Ball two outside, 2-0 now on Bobby Wine. But Gene Mock was saying, even before Amaro left, that his absence would be keenly felt, and they insist that it has. Although Bobby Wine, particularly of the last 5 days, has been playing very well. He's a slick fielder. Breaking ball over, a call strike, 2-1. Wine so far has been hitting more with the Phillies than he was hitting at Buffalo in the International League. Fastball just off the inside corner, and Craig goes behind on Bobby Wine, 3-1. When it comes to fielding, without a doubt, Bobby Wine is a major league shortstop. Now the 3-1 pitch. And it's a pop foul behind the plate. Sammy Taylor hoping for a play. He has room. He's under it, and he takes it. So it's two up and two set aside by Roger Craig, and the batter will be Cal McClitch. Last half of the fourth inning, the Phillies in front, 1-0. Now Cal getting a hand as he comes out to hit. Cal McClish, batting right-handed, swings and misses strike one. That's over for a call strike. The time Cal came out of school, the Dodger scouts wanted Bobby Morgan, but they had to take his buddy Cal McClish. Outside and low, one ball and two strikes. Bobby Morgan, incidentally, is still playing. Playing the outfield with Buffalo in the International League. One and two to count on Cal McClitch. The pitch by Craig, way outside. It's in the dirt. No damage done, nobody on. 2-2. Roger tried to get him to go for a bad ball. Well, a gentleman with real class, a very handsome fellow, checked in to Philadelphia to work out with the Mets prior to tonight's ball game and try and win a spot on the New York Mets pitching staff, and that would be right-hander Art Dittmar from Springfield, Massachusetts. A high pop fly to short center field. Coming in hard is Christopher. Coming out is Chacon, and it's Elio who makes the catch for the out. Ball carried out to shallow center field, and Elio had to make a long run to get there. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And so at the end of four, in the opener of our Twilight Night twin bill, the score, the Phillies won. And the New York Mets, nothing. In the second game of this evening, Art Mahaffey will be on the mound for the Phillies, and for the New York Mets, it will be right-hander Jay Hook. One of the real pleasant features on the next homestand for the New York Mets, of course, will be camera day, which will be for the Saturday game with the Cubs on the 16th of June, so make sure your camera is in good condition. Plan to be on hand at the Polo Grounds between 12 and 12:45. You'll be allowed to go down to the field boxes where the ball players will be in uniform to pose for photos, and there will be prizes for the outstanding photographs. That's on Saturday, the 16th of June, the second game of the up-and-coming homestand for the New York Mets. Something you won't want to miss. On the next homestand, the Cubs, Braves, and Colt 45s will be coming in. In the fifth inning here, it'll be Roger Craig leading off against Cal McClitch. Cal, with that big windup, starts him off with a fastball outside and low. One ball and no strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. Phillies in front, 1-0. Swing and a miss on a high hard one. Roger really unbuttoned his shirt to take a riffle at that one. One ball and one strike. Ground ball hammered to shortstop. Bobby Wine is up with it, straightens up, throws across to Frank Torrey. Plenty of time. One away, nobody on. Cal McClish with that good breaking ball and that good control, keeping everything down low and breaking away from the hitters, has been forcing the Met batters to hit that ball in the dirt. As Casey would say, so far, Mr. McClish has been throwing grounders. So far, the outfield has not recorded a single putout. Mets have two hits, a single by Rod Keneal and a tremendous double off the scoreboard in right center by Marv Thornberry. And the play of the game was the throw from right field by Jim Hickman, getting Tony Gonzalez at third. Ball one to Elio Chacon. Little Elio, hitting a 264, has been called out on strikes and drawn a walk. He's 0 for 1. Fast ball over, a strike. One ball and one strike. Phillies did a good job over the weekend against the Dodgers. They split a four-game series with them, and of course the Dodgers came in with a red-hot streak. Outside, ball two, 2-1. They got a great pitching performance from their 22-year-old rookie left-hander, Dennis Bennett, who shut out the Dodgers on four scattered hits. And they got a great relief performance by another young pitcher, Paul Brown. Outside and low, 3-1 on Elio Chacon. Now Elio checking with Sally on the lines at third. Top half of the fifth inning. Bills one and the Mets nothing. 3-1 pitch by McClish. Foul ball on the ground, right straight back, and it's full now at 3-2. Now Elio Chacon cocks the bat, waits on the full count pitch, and whammers it on the ground down to third. Handled by Don Demeter, the peg to first in time, and Elio is out. The throw started to take off on Demeter, and Torrey had to go up to grab it. And Cal McClish continues to force the hitters to beat that ball into the dirt. Now Rod Keneal is up. Rod up for the third time, has 1-for-2. He has one of the two hits off Cal McClish. Line smash, hit hard, a base hit going into left center field. Beyond the reach of Bobby Wine, Keneal a long turn around first. Now he holds up. Keneal a real hustler. Anytime he gets a base hit, he really goes ripping around first base with his eye on the outfielder, and if he juggles for just a moment, Rod really turns it on and goes for that extra base. So that gives Rod Keneal 2-for-3 and brings up Charlie Neal. Charlie 0-for-1 has been thrown out and drawn a walk. There goes Keneal, hit and run, slow grounder, past the reach of the pitcher, fielded by Wine, the throw to first, out at first, a great play by Bobby Wine. Oh, what a play by Bobby Wine, the shortstop. A slow grounder, Cal McClish tried to get it coming off the mound, he couldn't reach it. It didn't look like Wine had a chance to get Charlie Neal. But on a tremendous fielding play, coming in at full speed, he was up with it and threw all in the same motion. A throw that had plenty on it going to Frank Torrey in time for the out. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on, and Bobby Wine can make the play. So we've come halfway. At the end of four and a half innings, the score, the Phillies won, and the New York Mets, nothing. Well, you know, the New York area has just about everything. It's the most wonderful place in the world. You name it, New York has got it. Parks, beaches, baseball, football, golf, lakes, and amusements. People in New York have a lot to choose from, and you know that goes for beers, too. There are quite a few brands of beer on the market, and I think it's really something that of all the brands of beer available, New Yorkers have made Rheingold Extra Dry their favorite. That's quite a tribute to the quality of Rheingold. Rheingold is brewed of the choicest ingredients, brewed the long, slow, costly way, the extra dry way. And extra dry tells you why Rheingold is so wonderful, so much more refreshing. It's beer as beer should taste, brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Why not enjoy the extra refreshment of Rheingold Extra Dry beer along with the game? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Tony Taylor up now in the last half of the fifth inning, and the pitch taken, ball one. Callison on deck, and then Gonzalez. Tall Roger winds and pitches. Breaking ball inside, it's ball two. These two veterans, Cal McClish and Roger Craig, tearing a page out of the book of some 20 years ago, they don't waste a moment out there. They get the ball back from the catcher, and they're ready to work. And they require very few warm-ups on that mound to be ready to go to work. Now the 2-0 pitch. Inside, ball three. Craig behind, 3-0 on Tony Taylor. Tony Taylor hitting a 274, tried to bunt for a hit. Keneal threw him out in the first. Walked and later scored the game's only run in the third inning. Roger Craig winds and pitches. Two highs, ball four, and Taylor walks for the second time. Third walk given up by Roger Craig, and the second time that he has walked Taylor as the leadoff batter, which always really puts the pressure on a pitcher. He did so in the third inning, and Callison promptly got a base hit. Taylor racing around a third, and then Taylor crossed the plate as Tony Gonzalez hit a ground ball that saw the runner going to second, Johnny Callison, fourth. So Tony Taylor on first, nobody out, and Johnny Callison up. Callison two for two. He sits safely in nine straight games. He's red hot. Swing and a miss, strike one. Callison hitting a 317. Johnny Callison, left-hand hitter. He has the ability. He can run. Now throw to first, not in time. He had a good start with the Phillies last year, then tailed off some the second half of the year, but he feels he's going to go all the way this year. Throw to first, now with real intent, and Tony Taylor has plenty of time to get back. Throw to first. He's out. He picked him off. Roger Craig picked off Tony Taylor, and there was no doubt about it. Roger Craig, a real expert when it comes to picking runners off. After throwing that ball leisurely over there a couple of times, following a routine, suddenly just spun and whipped that ball over there, and Marv Cronenberry had the tag on him. One away and nobody on. Now Callison leans in and lets it go off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. You won't find anyone anywhere any better as far as right-hand pitchers are concerned at picking men off. A drive in the air to center field. Ambling back, Joe Christopher. He's under it. In a stride now, and he puts it away for the out. So it's two set aside now in the home fifth inning, and the batter will be Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez reached on an error in the first and on a fielder's choice in the third, so he's hitless and two times up. Phillies lead 1-0. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Now Roger Craig points out towards center field. He wants Joe Christopher to play more straight away against Tony Gonzalez. Joe head pulled over a bit toward right center. Call strike on the outside corner, so he wants to pitch him outside, figuring he might hit the other way. And he had Christopher straighten up in straightaway center. Fine pitching, Dula, unfolding. This one is inside, brushing him back from the plate. One ball and one strike. Tony Gonzalez leads the Phils in hitting. He checked into the game, hitting at 338. His ground ball knocked in the game's only run, scoring Tony Taylor back in the third inning. Tony Gonzalez just as deep in the box as you can get and as far from the plate as you can get. And the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. The eighth game of the year between the Mets and the Phillies. Phillies have the edge 4-3. Now Craig cranks up. In comes his pitch. Just got a piece of it. A foul ball back. And the count remains at one ball, two strikes. Lights are on now. The stadium shadows have completely covered the infield and the outfield. Still a lot of daylight remaining and a brilliant blue sky. Breeze blowing toward the right field wall. Not too strong. A drive in the air to right center. It's well hit, running fast as Christopher. Back to the warning path. He's got it. Then bangs up against the scoreboard in right center and holds on to it. Beautiful play by Joe Christopher. That ball was really hit by Tony Gonzalez. Just as Christopher reached up and grabbed it, the impact carried him right into the scoreboard. Side out in the fifth inning with no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. So it's five innings complete here at County Mac Stadium, and the Lions score. For the Phillies, one run on five hits and no errors. For the New York Mets, no runs, three hits, and one error. In day games this afternoon, the Chicago Cubs, with Dick Ellsworth going the route, snapped the winning streak of the San Francisco Giants 4-3. Larson was the loser. In day games in the American League, Ralph Terry pitched a brilliant four-hit shutout as the New York Yankees put down Cleveland 5-0. And a ninth-inning home run by Frank Malzone enabled Bill Mombuquette and the Boston Red Sox to defeat Detroit by a score of 2-1. Those were the scores in the day games. Right now, a word from Cool Cigarettes.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Cool's menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat as Cool comes through for you.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Cool. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Remember now, if you've been striking out with hot cigarettes, switch to the menthol magic of Cool. Right now, we're going along to the sixth inning and switching to Lindsey Nelson.
Frank Thomas standing in there and fouls the first pitch off for strike one. Thomas watches outside for ball one. Here in the top half of the sixth inning, the Mets clean up batter at the plate. Thomas has been up twice. He grounded out and struck out, facing Cal McLeish, who has a record of 4 victories and 1 loss thus far this season. There is a swing and a miss. 1-2 now to Frank Thomas. Both starting pitchers still in the ballgame. You're at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. That pitch is low and away for a ball. It's 2-2. The Phillies are leading here by a score of 1-0 over the New York Mets. Two pitch. Swung on as a ground ball going to short. Bobby Wine has it and can't throw. Drops the ball. And Thomas is safe at first. It's scored as a base hit. A base hit for Thomas. Right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
You are tuned to WGY Schenectady, your New York Mets station. Time, 24 minutes before 8.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at County Mac Stadium in Philadelphia, where the Mets now have a base runner on the base hit by Frank Thomas, and Marv Thornberry is at the plate. He had a double last time up. Fastball drives him back, and it's inside. Ball one. Marv Thornberry had a double high off the scoreboard here in right center field at County Mac Stadium. He walked in the second inning, so he is one for one officially tonight. The first game of a twi-night doubleheader here. We will be bringing you, of course, both games. Thornberry, left-hand batter. Man who established a reputation for power during his minor league career at Denver and then on in the majors with the New York Yankees. Here is the pitch. Swung on, has a ground ball going to second base. Taken by Taylor. Over to Wine. He's out at second to throw to first. In time, a double play. Marv Thornberry has hit into a double play from Tony Taylor at second to Bobby Wine. On over to Frank Torrey at first. So there are two men out, nobody on base, and Joe Christopher is coming up. The Phillies maintain their 1-0 lead over the New York Mets. A warm, comfortable evening here in Philadelphia. Pitches in there for a call strike to Christopher. He forced Marv Thornberry in the second inning and popped to third in the fourth. He's nothing for two. Cal McLeish works for the windup. Pitches in there for a call strike. Two-strike count now to Christopher. With Jim Hickman kneeling in the on-deck circle. Mets now have four hits off McLeish, a total of four. Has a swing and a little blooper going out in short left field. It's going to drop in there for a base hit. Bobby Wine chased it, lost his cap, couldn't get it. Picked up by Covington. He's on his way to second. He goes in standing with a double. Joe Christopher, utilizing his speed, rounded first, kept right on digging. It was a little Texas leaguer that fell just out of reach of the shortstop racing back. Bobby Wine lost his cap in pursuit. The ball was fielded by the left fielder, Wes Covington, but not in time to get Covington in second. So he's in there standing with a double. With two men out now, Jim Hickman is coming up. The hits are all even at this point. The Mets have five off McLeish, and the Phillies have five off Craig. But the Phillies lead by a score of 1-0. Top half of the sixth inning. First game of a twi-night doubleheader. McLeish is into the stretch, and here's the pitch. It's low for ball one to rookie Jim Hickman. Struck out in the second inning, walked in the fourth. Nothing for one officially for the Knights' work thus far. Again, Cal McLeish is set to work. Tries the curveball and gets it in there for a call strike. It's 1-1. Calvin Coolidge, Julius Caesar, Tuskahoma McLeish, who came to the major leagues with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1944. His pitching opponent tonight, Roger Craig of the New York Mets, came to the majors with the Dodgers 11 years later in 1955. Swinging a ground ball, pull foul on the third baseline. It's 1-2 now to Hickman. McLeish this season has won four games and lost one for the Phillies. Joe Christopher leading off the bag at second base with two men out. McLeish looking in to get a sign from his battery mate Clay Dalrymple. As it now goes into the stretch. Pitch is on the way. Swung on and fouled off. The count holds at 1-2 to Jim Hickman. Hickman waits for the 1-2 pitch. Let up outside, and it's 2-2. Runner at second for the Mets with good speed. Joe Christopher with two men out, so it's up to Jim Hickman as far as the Mets are concerned here in the top half of the sixth. Hey. Frank Thomas opened the inning by scratching a hit, but was erased on a double play. 2-2 pitch. Low and away, ball three. It's out full now to Jim Hickman, with catcher Sammy Taylor in the on-deck circle. Defensively around the infield, the Phillies have Frank Torrey at first, Tony Taylor at second, Bobby Wine at short, and Don Demeter at third. Wes Covington in left, Tony Gonzalez in center, Johnny Callison in right. Here's a payoff pitch. Check swing, ground ball to third base. It's a foul ball. Fielded by Demeter, and he throws on, but it's a foul ball. He would have had to throw there in time to get him, too, because they did go through with the throw, and Shag Crawford, the umpire at first, called it. But at third, Ed Vargo already had called it foul ball, so that will bring Hickman back. It was a close play, just veered off before getting to the bag into foul territory. That returns Christopher to second and sets up again, a 3-2 pitch. Hickman is back in the batter's box, swinging the bat. As McLeish looks in to get his sign, Christopher takes the lead at second base. McLeish now is into the stretch position. Here's a 3-2 pitch. He's called out on strike. He sidearmed him and struck him out. That is strikeout number four for McLeish, and the Mets are out in the top half of the sixth inning with no runs on two hits, no errors, and one man left. And at the end of 5 1/2 innings of play in Philadelphia, the score is the Philadelphia Phillies 1 and the New York Mets nothing. Well, say, fans, the makers of Cool Cigarettes want you to know how glad they are to be bringing you these games this season. They hope you're enjoying this game particularly. And, of course, they hope you're enjoying that cigarette you may be smoking. If you're not, if the brand you smoke has begun to taste hot and dry, well, then, it's time you made a change. A real change. It's time you came up to Cool. A lot of smokers have found out this fact. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to Cool. Know why? It's because Cool's menthol magic actually brightens taste. It's refreshing all day through. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all day long. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. Take it from me, I know. Fans, now's the time to come all the way up to Cool. Get Cool Filter Kings or Cool without filter. Feel that extra coolness in your throat. Going now to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and the Philadelphia Phillies will send up Wes Covington, Clay Dalrymple, and Don Demeter to face Roger Craig. Covington hit into a double play in the first inning. He singled sharply down the right field line in the third inning. Roger Craig winds and fires. It's low for a ball. The Mets with Marv Thornberry at first base, Charlie Neal at second, Elio Chacon at short, and Rod Keneal is playing third base. Frank Thomas in left, Joe Christopher in center, and Jim Hickman in right. Change of speed, and it's full foul on the first baseline, fielded back there by Marv Thornberry. With Ed Boucher having been optioned to Syracuse on a 24-hour recall basis, the New York Mets now have Marv Thornberry and Gil Hodges available for first base duty. And they also are protected there by the availability of Rod Keneal, who has been used at first base and performed there very well. Gil Hodges still hobbled with the leg. Pitches low for a ball. It's 2-1. During infield practice before tonight's ball game, Gil Hodges was in there with the second crew as a catcher, throwing the ball around the infield. He can move around a little bit, but still cannot go at anything like 100% full speed. Here's a fly ball going deep to right field. Jim Hickman moves over and is underneath. He's waiting. He camps and he takes it for the out. So Covington is flat out to Jim Hickman in right field. There's one away, and that will bring up catcher Clay Dalrymple, who struck out and doubled. He had a shot down the right field line that brought up chalk dust. A tennis stroke right down there. Or a double. In the bottom half of the third inning. No baseball team is better than its bench, of course. And manager Casey Stengel figures he wants to let Rod Keneal play third base for a day or two. And leave Felix Mantilla on the bench for pinch hitting duty. That's a pitch down low for ball one to Clay Dalrymple. Nobody on base and one man out. That pitch is low for a ball. It's 2-0. The Mets, of course, were glad to get Ray Davio back, recalling him from Syracuse. Davio opened the season on the pitching staff of the New York Mets. And with the number of doubleheaders that they have coming up, they're going to need all the pitching help they can get. Pitch is in there for a call strike. It's 2-1. So Frenchie Davio is a welcome addition to the playing roster of the New York Mets. Ball is bunted foul. Catcher Clay Dalrymple figuring that he just might be able to catch the rookie third baseman Rod Keneal, playing a little deep. Decided to bunt the ball. Chacon is playing on the edge of the grass over toward the bag at second. They play Clay Dalrymple strictly to pull. Dalrymple came into the game tonight with a batting average of 311. His hitting has improved immensely since about mid-season last year. About mid-season, he was hitting something like 220, but he came on with a rush. He started out this season with a blazing bat. There's a drive going to first base deep, fielded by Thornberry. He'll have to play to Craig. He does, and he's out at first base. A hard smash behind the bag at first, fielded by Thornberry, and he played to Roger Craig covering. For the second out of the inning, two away, nobody on for the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the bottom of the sixth. And that will bring up Don Demeter. He flied to right and he grounded out third to first. Demeter is a right-hand batter with a wide stance at the plate. Started his major league career with the Dodgers as an outfielder. As a pitch swung on and fouled off down the third baseline, it's strike one to Demeter. The Philadelphia Phillies are leading the Mets by a score of 1-0 here at Connie Mack Stadium. Roger Craig going against Cal McLeish. Both starters still in the ballgame. Phillies got their run in the bottom half of the third inning. Pitch is low and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Phil scored in the third on a walk, a single that sent Tony Taylor to third, and then a force play that scored the run. Tony Gonzalez getting the RBI. There's a blast on the left field line. It's falling in for a base hit. Picked up out there by Thomas. Relays it in. Turning and holding at first is Don Demeter with a single to left. That is hit number six for the Phils. Gives them a runner at first with two men out, and left-hand batter and first baseman Frank Torrey is coming up. He walked and he grounded out. Nothing for one tonight. In the National League, the San Francisco Giants started the day, of course, with a two-game lead over the second-place Los Angeles Dodgers. Pitches in there for a called strike. But this afternoon, the Chicago Cubs defeated the league-leading San Francisco Giants 4-3. And tonight, the Dodgers are in Pittsburgh, and they have to complete a game that was caught by the curfew last night in the eighth inning before playing the regularly scheduled game. Craig's throw over to first is not in time. Again, Craig goes into the stretch and throws over to first again on Don Demeter. He's back safely. There are two men out. The count is strike one to Torrey. Pitch is low for a ball. 1-1. Last night, in Pittsburgh, the Dodgers won the first game of a doubleheader 3-2 over the Pirates and were leading in the second game 7-3 after eight innings when the curfew cut. Here's a high-hopping ground ball over the head of Thornberry and going out into right field. Demeter is on his way to third. Hickman up with the ball, fires it back into Neal. Holding at third is Demeter. And on at first is Torrey with a high-hopping ground ball that bounded over the head of Thornberry at first base and on out into right field for a base hit. So with two men out, the Philadelphia Phillies have runners at first and third, and shortstop Bobby Wine coming up. That was base hit number 7 for the Phils off Roger Craig. Bobby Wine is a shortstop. He singled in the second inning. He fouled out to the catcher in the fourth. He is from Northport, Long Island. Was signed to a bonus contract by the Philadelphia Phillies. They had him at Buffalo when Ruben Amaro, their fine shortstop, the man they considered the glue man of the infield, went back into the armed services. They waited about a week before recalling Bobby Wine, and then they stuck him in there at shortstop, and he has taken over that position. Wine, during his minor league career, was seriously injured when struck by a pitch ball on one occasion, and like Don Zimmer and other ball players, he has had to battle his way back. That pitch is in there, inside, for ball one. He says that he has been troubled a little bit himself by bailing out at the plate on close pitches. At Buffalo, occasionally he was used as a switch hitter. With the Phillies, he's been batting entirely as a right-hand batter. Swinging a ground ball. Fielded on it by Phoenix Lowry, coaching at third. Manager Gene Mock is not running the club from the lines these days. He is running it from the dugout. He opened the season running the club from the coaching box at third, but tonight he has Al Vinson at first and Penis Lowry at third. Umpire Doug Harvey behind the plate puts a new ball into play. Shag Crawford is at first and Ed Vargo is at third tonight. They're working with three umpires because Al Barlick, who is actually the senior umpire in this particular crew, is out with an eye infection. One and one is the count to Bobby Wine at the plate. Craig fires over to first. Frank Torrey gets back safely. Demeter is the base runner at third. With two men out, Wine is the man he wants. Pitches low and away for a ball. It's 2-1. The Phils lead by a score of 1-0, and they are making a bid here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. First is not in time as Frank Torrey gets back safely. So at the plate now, Bobby Wine steps out of the batter's box. Time has been called on at first now as Torrey walks over to talk to Coach Al Vinson. Now he's back on the bag at first. Craig throws over, not in time. He's back safely. One to count to Bobby Wine at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on and has a fly ball to left field. Frank Thomas moves in underneath it. He's waiting. He takes it for the out. So Bobby Wine is flied to left, and in the bottom half of the sixth inning, the Philadelphia Phillies got no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left. And at the end of six full innings of play in Philadelphia, the score is the Philadelphia Phillies 1 and the New York Mets nothing. In the American League this afternoon, the New York Yankees shut out the Cleveland Indians by a score of 5-0 to move into undisputed possession of first place in the American League. The Boston Red Sox defeated the Detroit Tigers by a score of 2-1. The only action in the National League this afternoon was the victory of the Cubs over the San Francisco Giants by a score of 4-3. Keep in mind that at the Polo Grounds in New York, July 14th will be Old Timers Day. And the theme of the old-timers day will be the playoff of the 1951 pennant in the National League between the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers. So Bobby Thompson will be there. Ralph Branco will be there. Leo DeRocher will be there. Duke Snyder. Gil Hodges. The regular game that day is the Mets and the Los Angeles Dodgers, so mark that one on your baseball calendar and purchase your ticket for the Old Timers Day, July 14th at the Polo Grounds. Going to the top half of the seventh inning, and Sammy Taylor is the man up to lead off for the Mets as they trail by one run. Cal McLeish still in there for the Philadelphia Phillies, looking for his fifth victory of the season. He's faced the Mets twice previously, and he beat them both times. Pitch is low to Taylor for a ball. Prior to tonight's game, these two teams had met seven times. The Phils had won four games, and the Mets had won three. Checked it and took it low for ball two. 2-0 to Sammy Taylor. The Mets have five hits tonight, hoping to get something started here to push across something. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. Manager Casey Stengel right now is off the bench and pacing in the dugout, looking out onto the field. McLeish now into the windup for a 2-0 pitch to Taylor. It is taken outside for ball three. It's 3-0. McLeish looking in for the sign, has it. 3-0 pitch. Ball four, he walked him, and the Mets have a base runner to open the inning here in the top half of the seventh. That is the sixth walk given up by Cal McLeish, and Roger Craig is coming up now to bat for himself. And the Phils move in at first and third in anticipation of a sacrifice attempt here. And we have someone coming out of the bullpen. It's Bob Miller running out of the bullpen, and he's going to come right across the diamond to run for Sam Taylor. This represents potential tying run. So Bob Miller is being brought out of the bullpen to run for Sammy Taylor at first base. Miller cuts right across the infield by shortstop and comes right on over to first. Now a strategy conference at the mound, and Gene Mock, the manager, has come out, has called his entire infield in with the exception of shortstop Bobby Wine. Demeter is there, and Torrey is there, and Taylor is there. McLeish is there. He's supposed to be there. He's the pitcher. And Clay Dalrymple, the catcher, is there. Gene Mock now turns and walks back toward the dugout. He anticipates a sacrifice attempt. Sally Hemus, the coach at third for the New York Mets, is taking advantage of this opportunity to call Roger Craig down and talk to him. And here's the announcement of Miller running for Taylor. Way in on the grass at third is Don Demeter. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off. Trying to bunt it was Roger Craig. Squared around the bunt and just tipped it off. It is strike one to Craig. Tony Taylor, the second baseman, had charged all the way past McLeish. Torrey did not charge. Second baseman Taylor charged right by McLeish and passed him. Demeter is playing way in on the grass at third, as the Phils, of course, fully anticipate the sacrifice attempt. He squares around the butt, down the first baseline, taken by Dalrymple. He's going to second base, and he's safe. He drops the ball. Phillips slid in, and the ball was dropped by Bobby Wine at second base. Clay Dalrymple fielded the butt, so both runners are safe. At first and second, it is scored as an error on the shortstop. An error on Bobby Wine. No sacrifice, since the error is charged against the shortstop. It is the opinion of the official scorer that he would have been out there had the ball not been dropped. So Roger Craig bunted it down the first baseline. Clay Dalrymple fielded the ball, fired onto Bobby Wine, and he dropped the ball. So the Mets have runners at first and second. Miller at second, Craig at first, and Elio Chacon is coming up with nobody out. The Mets trail by one run. So again, there's anticipation of a bunt attempt. Demeter at third is in, and Torrey this time at first is in on the edge of the grass. McLeish is into the stretch. Here's the pitch. It's outside for a ball. Elio had shortened up to bunt the ball, but did not go through, took it outside for ball one. Now there is action in the bullpen of the Philadelphia Phillies. Jack Balchen is throwing in the bullpen. A right-hander, Jack Balchen. McLeish is into the stretch position now. Here's the pitch. Elio fires it out into right field for a base hit. Miller is holding at third as Callison comes up with the ball in right field. Has not thrown yet. And the bases are loaded. Elio bluffed the butt and then sort of punched the ball out into right field for a base hit to load him up with nobody out. And Callison came in and took the ball in short right and was sort of bluffing Miller to come on home. Miller turned at third and held. So now the Mets have loaded them up with Bob Miller, the base runner, at third. Roger Craig, the base runner, at second. And Roger Craig has called time now. Craig has called time and comes over to check with Sally Hemus, the coach at third base. Base runner at first, of course, is Elio Chacon, getting a base hit to right there, bluffing the butt and punching the ball, sort of firing it out there in the right field. That was base hit number six for the New York Mets. So now Craig has the information he needs, goes back to the bag at second. Coming up, Rod Kinnear. He's 2-for-3 tonight. The rookie third baseman. He's the rookie anything. He's used all around. The handyman of the New York Mets, Rod Kinnear. So trailing by one run here in the top half of the seventh, the New York Mets have loaded him up. Jack Balchen continues to throw in the bullpen for the Philadelphia Phillies. Starting pitcher, Cal McLeish, looking in to get a sign from Clay Dalrymple. He goes into the windup, and here's the pitch. Swung on, and there's a fly ball going into short left. Shortstop Bobby Wine is out there calling. Infield fly is called. Infield fly is called as Wine makes the catch. With the bases loaded and nobody out, infield fly is called. Right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at County Mac Stadium in Philadelphia, where Charlie Neal is coming up now with one man out. The base is still loaded for the New York Mets. The Mets trying to push across at least one run here in the top half of the seventh inning as the Phillies lead him by a score of 1-0. The Phillies got their run in the bottom half of the third inning. So it's the number three man in the batting order, Charlie Neal. He's grounded out twice and walked tonight. He's nothing for two. Cal McLeish looks in to get a sign from Clay Dalrymple. He has it now. He's into the windup. Runners taking their lead. Here's the pitch on the way to the plate. Swung on and fouled off. Into the stands and out of play. It's strike one to Charlie Neal. The Mets have left seven runners stranded tonight in this ballgame, in which they trail 1-0. They have them loaded up now with one man out. Here is the pitch to Charlie Neal. Tries to bunt it and punts it off foul. Bunting for a base hit. It is strike two now to Charlie Neal, trying to push it down the first baseline. So Neal is standing outside the batter's box right now. He has a two-strike count. Frank Thomas swinging the bats in the on-deck circle for the New York Mets. Casey Stengel pacing in the dugout. Cal McLeish again looks for the sign. He has it. Runners leading at every base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball back onto the screen and out of play. The count holds it. Strike two to Charlie Neal. Bob Miller running for Sammy Taylor is the base runner at third. Pitcher Roger Craig is the base runner at second. Leadoff man Elio Chacon is the base runner at first. One man out for the Mets. First game of a twi-night doubleheader at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Again, McLeish is into the windup. The pitch to Charlie Neal. He struck him out. Throw to first. He's back safely. Two men away. The base is still loaded. That was strikeout number five for Cal McLeish, and a big, big one for him. Now two men out, and it'll be up to Frank Thomas as far as the Mets are concerned with the bases loaded. Thomas is 1-for-3 tonight. He grounded out, struck out, and beat out a hit to short. Phillies pull the defense around to play him as a pull hitter. Not nearly as much as many clubs do, but they pull it around. Demeter playing near the line at third. Here's the pitch to Thomas. It's taken low for ball one. The Phillies lead the Mets 1-0. The Mets have loaded the bases with now two men out in the top half of the seventh inning. Here's a pitch to Thomas. Change of speed. It's a ground ball to third. Demeter takes it. Plays to Taylor at second. He is out at second base by the barest of margins. He is out. So they got the force at second to retire the side. Chacon sliding in there, and Shag Crawford called the play. It went from Don Demeter, who fielded the ball deep and threw on to Taylor in order to get Elio Chacon. So McLeish got himself out of big trouble, and he is getting a hand as he walked off the mound. In the top half of the seventh, the Mets got no runs. On one hit, there was one error and three men left on base. So at the end of 6.5 innings of play in Philadelphia, the score is Philadelphia Phillies 1 and the New York Mets nothing. You know, fans, Webster's defines extra as something in addition to what is expected. And that's just what the word extra means on the label of a bottle or a can of Rheingold Extra Dry. It's your promise of something additional in refreshment. Something more of the taste you want in beer. Rheingold is extra dry to be extra refreshing. It's beer as beer should taste, and dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. So why don't you treat yourself to something extra right now? Have a cool, refreshing glass of Rheingold along with this game. You'll join millions everywhere who like the dry beer best. Rheingold Extra Dry. Manager Casey Stengel came out to protest to Shag Crawford his call on the forced play at second. But we're going now to the bottom half of the seventh inning. And the catcher in the ballgame for the Mets is Hobie Landreth. Hobie Landreth is now catching for the Mets. You'll recall that Sammy Taylor was taken out of the ballgame for pinch runner Bob Miller. Cal McLeish is the first man up, and he's getting a hand here at County Mac Stadium. There's the announcement of Hobie Landreth in the lineup as the catcher. So Cal McLeish coming up here to lead off in the bottom half of the seventh, as the Phils still lead by a score of 1-0. The Mets so far have left 10 men stranded in tonight's ball game. That pitch is low and away for a ball. Roger Craig, the starter, working straight away with the windup. Here's a pitch. It misses for ball two. It's 2-0. Like the New York Mets, the Phillies leave town at the completion of tonight's doubleheader. That pitch is inside. It's ball three, so Craig has gone out 3-0 on opposing pitcher Cal McLeish. Fish popped to first and popped to short. Tonight's ball game, he has one base hit this season. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. Well, the game that was caught by the curfew last night in Pittsburgh has been completed now, and the Dodgers have defeated Pittsburgh by a score of 8-3. Drysdale the winner and Friend the loser. Pitch is in there for a called strike, so that one will go into the standings. Now, Koufax relieved Drysdale in the ninth inning, but Drysdale gets credit for the victory. It was Koufax who pitched it tonight, as they had only one inning of play remaining. Here's a swing and a ground ball foul. That was the ball game that was called by because of the curfew last night in Pittsburgh at the end of eight innings between the Dodgers and the Pirates, and the Dodgers scored a run in the top of the ninth to win it 8-3. So that one now goes into the standings. Count of 3 balls and 2 strikes to Cal McLeish at the plate. He walked him, ball four, pitched him tight. That's the fourth walk given up by Roger Craig. McLeish waiting for the jacket before he goes down to first. Hands the bad boy his helmet. Fair exchange. And McLeish takes a casual stroll down toward first. It will be leadoff man Tony Taylor coming up for the Philadelphia Phillies with nobody out. Roger Craig walks a few steps over and calls Rod Kinnear in. There is anticipation of a bunt attempt here, of course. The Phillies have a one-run lead. They'd like to add an insurance run, if possible, here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. All right, Tony Taylor steps in the batter's box. He's walked twice tonight. Here's a swing and a ground ball. Pass Kinnear and on out into left field for a base hit. Hunting second and heading for third is McLeish. Thomas is up with the ball, relays it in, and Taylor goes to second with a stand-up double. Rod Kinnear was pulled way in on the grass in anticipation of a bunt attempt, and instead, a ground ball was smashed past him and on down the line for a double. So the Phillies, with nobody out, have runners at second and third. Coming up will be John Callison, who tonight is single, double, and fly to center. Callison has hit safely in nine straight ball games in the midst of a hot streak for the Philadelphia Phillies. He's a left-hand batter. So Roger Craig is in trouble here with nobody out. As the fly ball going foul on the left field line, out of play. It's strike one to Callison. Hobie Landreth with the new ball is massaging it as he walks out to say a word to Roger Craig. Thornberry is playing even with the bag at first. Rod Kinnear, even with the edge of the grass at third. Neal at second and Chacon at short at medium depth. Craig looking in to get a sign from Landreth with a strike one count on John Callison. The Phillies lead by a score of 1-0, making a bid here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. That pitch is low for ball. It's 1-1. Callison steps out of the batter's box. Now comes back in. Slight wind blowing out toward right here at County Mac City. Craig's pitch swung on. It's a little number right back to Craig. It's called a foul ball. Hit him there in the batter's box, hit him right on the ankle, and rolled on out to Roger Craig, who came off the mound to field it. But the call is foul ball, and it's one ball and two strikes now to Johnny Callison. Still limping around a little bit, goes over and gets the pine tar rag also. Work on the handle of the bat a little bit. Hobie Landreth still out there talking to Roger Craig. Cal McLeish, the pitcher, is the base runner at third, and Tony Taylor, with plenty of speed, is the base runner at second. Craig now looking in for a sign from Landreth. Works with his windup. It's a 1-2 pitch on the way. Low and away. It's ball two. 2-2. Nobody out for the Phillies. Craig has the sign now. Into the windup and the pitch. Swung on and foul. Down to Al Vinson. The coach at first base, he knocks it down. Picks it up. Tosses it back out of play. So the count holds it 2-2 to Johnny Callison. To be followed by Tony Gonzalez and Wes Covington. Hey. line is set to work. It's 2-2 pitch. It's low for a ball. It's 3-2 now. Elio Chacon comes in a couple of steps on the grass, yelling something over to Roger Craig. So Craig is faced with the proposition of a payoff pitch here to Johnny Callison. Set to work. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and it's a fly ball going out into short right field. Christopher is coming over, and Hickman's coming over. Hickman calls and takes it. McLeish is tagged, draws the throw, and goes back to the bag. It's taken by Landreth all the way on the fly. At the plate, actually up the line, about 5 or 6 feet toward first base. But no advance on the fly ball to Hickman and Wright. As Callison has flied out, Christopher was over there, but Hickman took it and then cut the throw loose all the way in on the fly. Again, Hobie Landreth confers with pitcher Roger Craig. Landreth comes back behind the plate, and now Craig calls him back out there to check with him again. The batter is Tony Gonzalez. Was on an error. Hit into a forced play that scored the one run that has been scored in the ballgame. And he flied to center. So Roger Craig still in difficulty here. And still the New York Mets defense is the same. Thornberry and Keneal, even with the bag. Neal and Chacon, medium depth. This one's a foul ball coming back out of play. It's strike one. Tony Gonzalez. Batting number 3 in the batting order for manager Gene Mox, Philadelphia Phillies. Craig looks in for the sign. Runners leading at second and third. The pitch is high and tight. 1-1 to Gonzalez. Taking his time working here, trying to get out of trouble. Now he's set to go into the windup, and here's the pitch. It's high. All two. 2-1 now. Tony Gonzalez. Craig opened the inning by walking pitcher Cal McLeish. Then Rod Keneal, the third baseman, was pulled in, stationed on the grass in anticipation of a sacrifice attempt. Instead, Tony Taylor, with a full swing, drove the ball past Keneal and on down the left field line for a double. Put runners at second and third. That's where we are right now with one man out. Change of speed misses outside. It's 3-1 now to Gonzalez with Wes Covington due up next. Craig, again, taking his time getting a sign. This will be a 3-1 pitch to Tony Gonzalez. Ball 4, he walked it. Well, it was safe to assume they wouldn't want to give him anything too good on 3-1 with Covington coming up next. A man who can hit the baseball, but who also does not have good speed and was doubled in the bottom half of the first inning. That was the fifth walk given up by Craig. So they're loaded up for the Phillies. McLeish at third, Taylor at second, Gonzalez at first, and Wes Covington coming up. Hit into a double play, singled, and flied to right. Covington A menacing left-hand batter. Waits for the pitch. It's taken low for a ball. Ken McKenzie is throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Left-hander Ken McKenzie is throwing in the bullpen. Manager Stengel again is up and off the bench, pacing up and down in the dugout, now stops with his hands on his hips and peers out onto the playing field. Starts to walk, still with his hands on his hips in the dugout. Now he stops again as Craig is waiting for Covington to get back in the batter's box now. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning here at County Mac Stadium in Philadelphia. The Phillies lead the Mets by a score of 1-0. And they have runners on first, second, and third. Here's a fly ball going to deep right field. Hickman is going back in the warning track. He makes the catch. McLeish tags and comes down the line. He scores. Taylor goes to third. Gonzalez holds it first. One run in on the long sacrifice fly into right field. So scored as a sacrifice fly and a run batted in for West Covington as Cal McLeish tagged and came on to score. The throw in by Hickman was cut off. As Taylor had tagged at second and moved on to third, there was no advance by Gonzalez from first. There are runners at first and third. 2 men out. Catcher Clay Dalrymple, a left-hand batter coming up. Conference at the mound. Catcher Hobie Landreth, first baseman Marv Thornberry, pitcher Roger Craig. Dalrymple struck out, doubled, and grounded out. Low and away for a ball. Craig fired that one. Charlie Neal playing the left-hand batter on the edge of the outfield grass. Shortstop Elio Chacon playing deep and shaded way over towards second base. Craig working, of course, from a stretch position. Pitch is low for ball two to Clay Dalrymple. Phillies have one run in here this inning. They lead by a score of 2-0. Craig throws over to first, not in time to get Gonzalez. To the plate, swung on as a fly ball to left field. Frank Thomas drifts back. He's waiting, and Thomas makes the catch for the out. That retires the side. So in the bottom half of the seventh, the Phillies got one run on one hit, no errors, and two left. And at the end of seven full innings of play at County Mac Stadium in Philadelphia, the score is the Philadelphia Phillies 2 and the New York Mets 0. Keep in mind that the New York Mets will be coming home off this road trip on Friday night, June 15th, and they will meet the Chicago Cubs with Ernie Banks, Lou Brock, Ron Santo. That will be at 8 p.m. on Friday night, the 15th. And then the 16th is Ladies' Day and Camera Day, Saturday afternoon. So if you bring your cameras and come down to the Polo Grounds by noon, from 12 until 12:45, you can come down into the box seats and take pictures of the place, have them posed for you. So mark that baseball date on your calendar. Here is a defensive change by the Philadelphia Phillies. Jackie Davis is now playing left field. Jackie Davis is playing left field for the Phillies. A defensive move. As Marv Thornberry will be coming up to lead off for the New York Mets in the top half of the eighth. Thornberry had a double high off the scoreboard in the top half of the fourth inning. Otherwise, he hit into a double play and walked. He is 1-for-2 tonight. He steps into the batter's box and pitcher Cal McLeish, the starter, still in there. Now with a two-run lead to sustain him. McLeish with a windup in the pitch. Swung on and has a ground ball going to second base. It is off the chest of Tony Taylor. Recovers, fires to first in time for the out. Taylor was playing Thornberry back on the edge of the outfield grass. Squared the ball. It was off his chest, but he had it right in front of him so he could pick it up and make the play on to first base in time. One away, and Christopher's coming up now in the top half of the eighth inning for the New York Mets. Joe Christopher had a double in the top half of the sixth inning, using his speed to good advantage. He's a right-hand batter. The top of the seventh, the Mets loaded him up with nobody out, but could not manage to push across the run. Her ball misses outside. It's ball one to Joe Christopher. Fastball in there for a called strike. It's one and one. Jim Hickman is kneeling in the on-deck circle for the Mets. This is the first game of a twilight doubleheader here in Philadelphia. Jack Balshan is up and throwing again in the bullpen for the Phils. Change of speed, and there's a ground ball to third. Taken by Demidon. A short hop. He fires on to first in time, and Christopher's out. Two away and nobody on for the Mets, with right-hand batter Jim Hickman coming up. Hickman struck out, walked, and struck out. Nothing for two tonight. McLeish works for the windup and the pitch. Bunted, fouled on the first baseline, out of play. It's strike one to Jim Hickman. Hobie Landreth now is in the on-deck circle for the Mets. Missed inside for ball. It's one and one. Here's the pitch to Hickman. Swung on and full foul. And right now, under order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
29 minutes past 8 o'clock. WABC, New York's first station for music.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy. Here's the pitch to Hickman. He swings and misses for strike three. Struck him out. That is strikeout number six for McLeish. And in the top half of the eighth inning, the Mets are out with no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of 7.5 innings of play, the score is Philadelphia Phillies 2 and the New York Mets nothing. And now coming right up, jazz variations on a favorite tune.
Why beer is Rheingold a dry beer? Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer.
It's not bitter,
not sweet.
It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer? Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
Like the song says, people everywhere sing out, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer, and dry tells you why. Yes, sir, dry tells you Rheingold has a brisk, bright, clean taste all its own. Discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Enjoy it along with the game. And now as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, coming in here right now, Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Lindsay, we're all set to go. First man up is Don Demeter, and he swings and fouls the first pitch down towards Phoenix Lowry, the third base coach, for strike number one. Roger Craig, working into the eighth inning so far, has given up two runs. He has allowed eight base hits, struck out one, and walked five. Phillies scored their first run in the third. They added one more in the seventh. 2-0 ball game as Craig comes back to Demeter with a high fastball, a big swing, and a foul back on the screen.
So this is WGY Schenectady.
With two quick strikes. Now the right-hander back to the plate. A slider that's outside and low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. It'll be Demeter, Torrey, and Bob Wine in that order here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. There's the next pitch and outside, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Demeter, one base hit and three times up. He came into the ballgame batting 304, so his one for three helping that average. The 2-2 pitch is a curveball, and it's outside, ball three. So Roger Craig all the way down the line to Don Demeter. Three balls and two strikes as he leads off here in the bottom of the eighth. The next pitch to Demeter, a big swing and a foul tip into the catcher's glove. Hobie Landreth hanging onto the ball for a strikeout. So the first man out, and that's strikeout number two by Roger Craig. And the batter now, Frank Torrey. Torrey, a left-handed batter. Craig into the windup, and the first pitch outside, a fastball, ball one. Craig back with a changeup that catches at the knees, strike one. One ball, one strike. Torrey one for two in the game. He also has a walk to go along. Now the right-hander back to the plate, and it's a swing and a foul out of play. One ball, two strikes. 2-0 game, Philadelphia. One out, bottom half of the eighth inning. Craig looking for the sign from Hobie Landreth. Takes it, goes into the windup, and the 1-2 pitch is low. Two balls and two strikes. Now Craig back to the plate, and this time he just misses at the knees. And he goes down to three balls and two strikes. The on-deck batter, Bob Wine. So Roger Craig with one out. 3-2 on Frank Torrey. Phillies have 2 runs on 8 hits. The Mets have no runs on 6. And the 3-2 pitch to Torrey is outside for ball 4. Walk number 6 issued by Roger Craig. A runner now at first base and the batter Bob Wine. Wine singled his first time up. Then he was out on a pop-up to the catcher in foul territory and out on a fly ball to left field. He's a right-handed batter. Infield set for the double play. The first pitch set right at the shortstop. A chance for two to kneel in time to first base and plenty of time that retires the side. The Mets with their second double play of the day. So in the inning for the Philadelphia Phillies, no runs, no hits, no errors, one walk, one man left. And the score at the end of 8 innings of play, the Philadelphia Phillies 2, the New York Mets nothing. Say on Saturday, July 14th, before a regularly scheduled game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets, an old-timers game will be played. But it won't be just an ordinary old-timers day. It will be a game made up of old-timers that played in the 1951 playoff game, which allowed the San Francisco Giants to play in the World Series against the New York Yankees. Old-timers Day on July 14th, so be sure to mark that one on your calendar. You'll be seeing players like Bobby Thompson, Also, you'll know this, too, that the Dodgers won't be in town, so they'll be playing there right along. Old Timers Day on July the 14th. Well, right now we're getting set to go to the top half of the ninth inning, and the New York Mets down 2-0 to the Philadelphia Phillies. You know, the Mets are the only team in baseball that have not been shut out once this year. And right now they're batting in the top of the ninth, and they need a run to break that one. They need 3-1, 2-tie. Here in the ninth inning, it will be Hobie Landreth up for the first time. He came in the ballgame when Sammy Taylor was out for a pinch runner. Then we'll have a pinch hitter, Richie Ashburn, for the pitcher, Roger Craig. And then the leadoff man, Elio Chacon. So the Mets now needing 2 runs to tie. Top of the ninth inning. And Hobie Landreth in the batter's box. Batting left-handed, the pitcher is Cal McGlish. He has gone all the way. So far, has given up no runs and allowed only 6 hits. First pitch to Hobie, a called strike, a fastball through. And Jack Balsham warming up in the bullpen for the Phillies. Next pitch is back to the plate outside. Ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Now Cal McGlick's into the windup, and a pitch hit down the right field line. It'll go for a base hit. Landers rounds at first base and holds there as Callison comes up with the ball and throws on in. So now the Mets with a runner at first base and no one out in the top of the ninth inning, and the batter will be Richie Ashburn. Hit number 7 off of Cal McGlish, and the Mets now have the tying run at the plate. And Jay Hook goes in the run for Hobie Landreth at first base. Richie Ashburn batting .338, a left-handed batter being introduced in the game. And now Clay Dalrymple goes out to the mound very slowly. They're taking all the time they can now. Balsham warming up quickly in the bullpen for the Phillies. Mets need 2-tie. Top of the ninth inning. And Sally Hemus runs in from third base to convey the signs verbally to Richie Ashburn. Not much Richie has to do here but get on base. Here's Ron the time running the ball game. First pitch to Richie as he takes his call, strike one. Richie trying to make Cal McGlish work all the way, was taking right down. So McGlish, 1 strike. As he pitches to Richie Ashburn here in the top of the ninth. Outfield shaded towards left field against Ashburn. Next pitch is popped up down the third base side out in the left field. Coming in from left field, Jackie Davis, who came in place of Wes Covington, and he makes the catch. So McGlish now with 1 out, holding at first base, Jay Hook, and the batter is Elio Chacon. Elio has singled, he has grounded out to third, he has walked, and he has struck out. 1-for-3 in the ball game. This single coming in the seventh inning when the Mets had their best chance to score a run. They had the bases loaded and no one out and couldn't get a run across. Now Chacon, a right-handed batter, and the first pitch to him by Cal McGlish is taken low, ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Hook at first base, not being held on. His run means nothing in the game right now in the ninth inning. And the pitch to the plate is low again, ball two. 2 balls and 0 strikes to Elio Chacon. And now Elio looking for the sign from Sally Hemus. The big thing here is for Chacon to get on. He's the tying run. The on-deck batter is Rod Caniel. Cal McGlish into the stretch. And the pitch to the plate. It swung on, hit the left field. It could be in. Coming over is Jackie Davis. And it goes foul. Just foul. If Davis can't get to it, it rolls on out. And that ball was fouled by about a foot. Giving the sign, the home plate umpire, as he moved on down the third base line. So Elia Chacon missing an extra base hit by inches. And going back now to first base after reaching third is Jay Hook, and Chacon, who was already out at second base, returns to the plate. A long strike to count, two balls and one strike. Davis, the left fielder, was put in the ballgame for a defensive measure, replacing Wes Covington in left field. He's a fast man. He came a long way and just about got to the ball, but if the ball had been in fair territory, he could not have made the catch. He would have gone for at least a base hit or a two base hit. Now McClitch with a 2-1 pitch to Chacon. It's a call strike at the knees, strike two. Curveball breaking over right at the knees. Clay Dalrymple, the catcher, dropped the ball, but kept it out to the right side of the plate. So Jay Hook at first had to hold. McClitch back to the plate with a 2-2 pitch, and it's low. So the count now, three balls and two strikes with one out. The Mets need two to tie in the top of the ninth inning. A runner at first base, the Chacon looking for the 3-2 sign. The on-deck batter, Rod Keneal. John McClish reading the sign from his catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Stares long and hard, now sets on the mound. And the 3-2 pitch as the runner goes is popped up. Jay Hook, who was already at second, will hustle back to first, coming in from right field, the right fielder making the catch. So Johnny Callison makes the catch for out number two. And now with two men out, a runner at first base, the Mets have one chance to score a run. They need two to tie. They have not been shut out this year. And being called back, Rod Keneal, and here is Felix Mantilla. Now, Rod Keneal is taken out for a pinch hitter, and Felix Mantilla, right-handed batter, utility infielder, is put in. Well, this spot, certainly not an unusual spot. Mantilla came up to bat in the 13th inning against Harvey Haddocks a few years back. Got on base, and it led to Haddock's perfect game being spoiled. Felix Mantilla, right-handed batter, in the first pitch, a curveball way outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Mantilla batting 273. McClitch with the 1-0 pitch. It's inside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Still throwing in the bullpen for the Phillies, Jack Balsham. Mets on deck batter is Charlie Neal. Phillies two, the Mets nothing. Two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Now the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. So the count now, two balls and one strike. Cal McClish working on the mound, looking for his fifth victory of the year. He's lost only one. Only one out away. And the 2-1 pitch to Mantilla. Popped up in the air in foul territory. Coming over is Clay Dalrymple, but he can't get to it. It goes in the stand. So Mantilla stays alive. The count now, two balls and two strikes with two outs. And going back to first base, Jay Hook. McClish with two balls and two strikes to count. And the pitch to Mantilla. Hit up in the air and down the third base line. Coming over the third baseman in foul territory. Now the shortstop there, and he makes the catch and ends the game. So for the first time this year, the New York Mets are shut out. The Phillies won it 2-0. I'll be back with a recap of the ball game in a minute.
You know, some cigarettes make a hit the first time they come to bat. But through the day, they seem to get hotter and drier as you smoke them. If you've been striking out with hot cigarettes or those weak menthols, it's time you made a change. It's time you came up, all the way up to cool.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to cool.
Cool's menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat as cool comes through for you.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to cool.